Douglas of the World. Douglas of the World. International intrigue. Jack Moyles as Brad Douglas, foreign correspondent. This week's adventure, The Terrorists.
Good morning, sir.
I received your note about an especially fine rug at a reasonable price. I am Karim Allah.
Of course. Come with me. Azim! Azim!
I come.
We have it hung from a wall rack right here. There. Is it not beautiful?
Exquisite.
Azim, go behind the rack. Turn it so Karim Allah may better see the richness of the colors.
Lovely. Lovely. But it's probably too costly.
For a well-paid petroleum engineer?
Azim, now!
Careful. The rug, it's falling.
Hit him.
Hey, good.
Now wrap him in the rug and take him out the back door.
It's heavy.
Fat with the meat and bread of the West.
Hello, Paris office, the New York World. Yes, Mr. Shaughnessy will see you tomorrow morning at 11.
Hello there, beautiful.
Hello, Brad.
Mike said he wanted to see me right away.
Oh, he can wait a minute. Oh, you're looking fine. Except for that lonely bachelor expression.
Huh?
By the way, one of the girls, Francine, I think it was, told me about a little cafe on the left bank. It's simply fascinating. But it's very dangerous for a girl without an escort.
Well, it's sheer suicide if your escort's broke.
Well, you mean you'd take me if you had the money?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I'd really love to go. And this week, I just happen to have a little extra money.
You think I'm that kind of a heel? You think I take money from a woman?
Brad, you stop that nutter gagging with J.L. and get in this office. I'm waiting for you.
But, Brad, I wouldn't think the less
no,
of you.
No, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry, J.L.
Oh, what a hard-hearted character you are. Why don't you give that poor kid a break? No matter how she looks on the outside, she feels pretty on the inside.
Why don't you turn her inside out, then?
Oh, my boy, I'm much too old for that kind of sparring around. All right. Do I have to ask you to sit down every time you walk in my office? Sit down.
Got a cigarette?
Yes, I usually have. Just leave me a couple, will you?
Now, your ticket is waiting at the Air France office. Your plane leaves at 8:30 p.m.
Air France?
How else would you get to Tehran? By way of Nice, Monte Carlo, and the Riviera? No, none of that. You'll get there as fast and as economically as possible.
Iran, huh? Mm-hmm. Middle East. Dangerous spot of the world, our distinguished competitor, the Times, called it.
Oh, so you want to do a general survey, is that it? Well, I'm telling you that I'm sick to death of general surveys. I want a story on Mohammad Mossadegh.
Mossadegh? Became premier of Iran in April of 51, leader of the Nationalist Front Party, author of the Oil Nationalization Act, dispossessed the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, married, 5 kids...
And a highly dramatic and emotional personality.
Well, since we know all about
it... Why not write the story here, huh? Well, I'll tell you why not. I'm not in the market for just another one of those bare-bones biographies. I want real, living characterizations. Mossadegh fought successfully to get Russian troops out of Iran in 46. He took it right to the United Nations, and they backed him up. Aha, that was courage. The very same man says he believes in Iran for Iranians one day, and the next swears by everything that he wants the friendship of the West and is ready to cooperate all the way to get it and keep it. Now, what makes him speak in contradictions, eh? What makes him tick?
Well, maybe expediency.
What do the readers of the world want to know about Mossadegh? They want to know how his actions are going to affect them right in New York, USA. And how is Brad Douglas going to be able to tell them that? By finding out what the taxi driver in Tehran thinks of Mossadegh. Is the shoemaker in the bazaar for or against him? What does the Kurdish herdsman think? Yes, and the oil worker who lost a good job in Abadan. All right, Brad, go to it. Get that story. Write it with plenty of heart, you see? With the flavor of the country itself.
Thank you.
Then you do believe the oil crisis is bad for you.
Well, I make less money.
How do you feel about Mossadegh?
He's right. People want our oil, let them pay us a fair price.
Hey, you better pull over.
It is merely the police chasing Natuda. They were outlawed after trying to assassinate the Shah, but they are still active.
Well, pull over before they kill us.
They are gone, and your hotel is in the next block.
Who are these Tudor?
The local communists. By terror and lawlessness, they hope to strip us of our friends and make us easy prey for their masters in Moscow. But they have forgotten Mohammed Mossadegh, who ran them out in 46. He is a tough man. Nobody pushes him around. He would have made a fine taxi driver. Here we are, sir.
Oh, thanks. Here, do a little extra for giving me your opinion.
Oh, a blessing for you. You stay in Tehran long?
For a few days, maybe a week.
Watch yourself.
Watch. You have a reservation for Brad Douglas?
Mr. Douglas, welcome. Oh, I have been expecting you. I have a fine room with a view of the Khyabern Kalkh, the Avenue of Palaces. Boy, front and center, take Mr. Douglas' luggage to 344. Oh, Mr. Douglas, I admire very much your article about Tito.
Oh, you read the world?
Oh, someday I hope to become a newspaper writer myself. I study English diligently.
Well, that's fine. If I can help, let me know.
I have so far found a rich source of idiomatic speech in your comic books. Oh, Lil Abner and Mommy Yoakum alike very much.
You read Dick Tracy and Superman?
Yes, yes, but the quaint speech of Mommy Yoakum intrigues me particularly. Only one thing. Why are they called comic?
Well, I guess they started out to be funny, but nothing in this world seems to stay funny for long.
Oh, it is very true. You're here to write of the tragedy of Iran, I suppose.
About your Premier Mossadegh and his Nationalist Front Party.
Mossadegh would rather see the ruin of Iran than give it to the British. The pipelines are empty. The big refinery is idle. The oil for free people lies under the earth. The common people suffer for the pride of the few. The Russians smile and wait. It is almost unhappy.
Hey, that girl over there, the pretty one.
Where? Oh, the one with the excellent figure and beckoning eyes?
Yeah, she's been giving me the green light, unless I'm crazy.
Oh, ever since she heard me call you out your name to the bellboy.
What do you know? Usually I'm the type the girls pass by.
Ah, she is very lovely. If I were you, I would take the chance.
Yeah, she's by herself.
We have a splendid dining room with a respectable wine list. An excellent background for improving such a moment.
Good idea.
I wish only I were a big writer with such an opportunity. Call upon me for anything. My name is Petros.
Wish me luck, Petros. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Douglas.
May I sit down?
Please do. I heard the clerk speak your name.
Then you must have heard him recommend the dining room.
No, that's where you lowered your voice. Oh, pardon me. I am Nadia Allah.
Well, I'm delighted to meet you. Petros recommended the dining room as a fine place for two people to get acquainted.
Petros is right.
Then you'll have lunch with me?
I shall be delighted. This is your first visit to Tehran?
Right now, I'm hoping it'll be the first of many.
You are the Douglas who is the famous American journalist?
I'm here to do a story about your prime minister, but let's not talk about that now.
Good afternoon. A table for two.
You are still serving lunch, I hope.
Until 2:30, sir. Right this way, please.
Oh, no, not there. Can't we take this booth?
If you desire it, miss. Perhaps a drink of something before you order, sir?
A wine would be perfect.
Yes, to celebrate. Let's see.
We have several excellent luncheon sherries.
Good. Two sherries. Well, I can say one thing. I never had a better reception in any city.
You are very gallant. I, too, shall remember this meeting.
You mean it?
I would not say so if I didn't.
Maybe we ought to change the order to champagne.
No, sherry is more quiet. It signifies less gaiety, perhaps, but much more sincerity.
You will enjoy this. A medium dry wine of rich body.
Huh. Well, here's to Nadia. Plenty of sincerity.
And to Brad Douglas. Oh, it's no use. I can't do it, I can't.
Hey, what's the matter?
I can't go on pretending romance. I spoke to you because I need help desperately.
Oh, just when I was figuring myself for quite a guy. Well, here I am, every girl's big brother. Okay, what is it?
My brother disappeared yesterday morning.
Why not call the police?
I have, but I can't sit here and wait when he may be in real danger. I thought a man of your reputation, a prominent businessman.
Tell me all about it.
Karim, my brother, is a petroleum engineer. He has been at home ever since the Abadan refinery closed.
He worked at Abadan?
For nearly 10 years. Yesterday, he went to the bazaar to look at a special rug. Collecting Persian rugs is his hobby. He never came back.
Mm-hmm. The police checked the rug merchants?
He went to a certain one. The police went there, but the proprietor had never heard of Karim Allah.
Oh, that's bad. Maybe we ought to go down there now, pay them a surprise visit.
You will do this for me after I tricked you to get your help?
I'll find him for you, if I can.
Then, if you still wish, we will improve our acquaintance later. We will dine together. What Karim said, that looks like the place.
Did your brother happen to tell you anything about the rug he was going to see?
I didn't listen too closely because I do not care for ornate things, but it seems to me it was a kashan. Yes, one with a central pattern of a hunting scene. You know, hunters riding to the chase.
Come on. Well, let me start the talk.
Yes.
Good afternoon. You would like to see the fine rugs?
Yes, we're looking for something unusual.
Something you cannot find in America, perhaps?
Yeah, that's right.
I see. This way, please. Hassan, these people seek a fine rug.
You have come to the right place. This one here on this wall rack, it required the nimble fingers of many girls for over a year in its creation. In America, it would cost $10,000.
Oh, what's that picture in the center supposed to represent?
It is a classic scene. Gods and goddesses dancing to the pipes of Pan.
Greek mythology in a Persian garden. That is unusual. But it isn't exactly what I had in mind. Would you happen to have a kashan with a hunting scene on it?
Oh, such a rug is rare and most difficult to find. But do take another look at this one. Azim, go behind the rack. Turn it so the American gentleman may better see the richness of the colors.
Yes, Hassan. I go.
Now turn it. There. Look upon it, sir. Gaze upon the vitality of its coloring. Azim, now!
Dad, look at the light!
Azim, quick, he is strong. Again. Azim, you will need at least two to help carry them out. You will wait in there.
Take it easy.
Oh, my head. It aches.
Mine too.
It's like midnight in here. I can't see a thing. Well,
close your eyes and count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, open.
Yes, it is better. Brad.
Somebody over in the corner. Lying on a cot. Who is it?
Karim.
Who is it?
Karim. Karim.
Nadia.
What have they done to you?
Oh, I'm not so bad. A little bruised is all. Who's this with you? How did you find me?
This is Brad Douglas, a friend who helped me look for you.
But how did you elude the guards outside the house? I'm sorry, but we didn't elude a thing. We went to the bazaar and fell for the same rug trick you did. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I wish you hadn't tried to find me. Now they shall kill all three of us. They would have murdered me before this, except I refused to sign the paper.
A paper?
A note saying I was attacked by National Front people because I once worked for the British. Wait a minute, let me get this straight. We are prisoners of the terrorists. Ever since the British left, the Tudeh have tried to start a reign of terror. They take their orders from Moscow. Seems a little funny that they'd pick an obscure citizen like you.
I assure you, there's nothing funny about it.
Well, if they're shooting at such high stakes, why not snatch somebody important?
Many small people add up to an issue of importance. Besides, I work for the British. If the Tudor makes it seem as though Mossadegh and the National Front people are deliberately terrorizing former Aberdeen employees, it's bound to widen the break between the government and the West.
Yeah, maybe that does add up. If we could get out of here and expose these people.
There is a chance. Karim, I reported your disappearance to the police. They'll be looking for you.
They won't find us alive, Nadia. Oh, man, I had some idea of where we are, but I was unconscious when they brought me here.
I tried to keep track from the moment they hauled me out of the bazaar. But see, we traveled south.
Yes.
We did a lot of twisting and turning through what seemed like narrow streets.
Ah, the old section of the city.
It's a maze of winding streets and old houses. Take the police years to search each one.
Oh, but then we left the winding streets and traveled on a straight road. It was a good road because there weren't many bumps, and the driver speeded up.
For how long did you travel this road?
Oh, I'd say about 5 miles.
We're on the main south highway.
The one that leads to the shrines at Rajas. If we could only get word to someone where to find us, if we wrote a note, threw it out a window.
How, Nadia, how? If you look about, you'll see that there are no windows in this room. Here they come. As the Americans say, this is it.
Jim, bring the light and the other things. Perhaps by now you all have some idea of why you are here, my unwilling guests. No doubt you have been speculating about your fate. To speak out plainly, you all shall die before this night becomes morning. That is, unless Mr. Brad Douglas is willing to cooperate with me.
How did you find out who I was?
The morning paper has your picture and a story of your disappearance with a beautiful Terran girl. I had no idea of your importance when Azim and I were forced to take you into custody. It seems we have captured a plum pigeon indeed.
Shall I put the paper and pen on the table?
Not yet. We must have the consent of Mr. Douglas.
Don't beat around the bush. What do you want?
As a prominent American journalist, you can be of great assistance to our cause. You can also gain your release and that of your two friends.
Go on, I'm listening.
If you were to write a dispatch in your own vigorous style saying that you were cruelly assaulted by Nationalist Front terrorists...
You'd like people to believe Mossadegh hates Americans.
Exactly. I have a phrase you might use. Say that he looks upon Americans as merely Britons without monocles.
Well, suppose I write this story for you. What's to prevent me from repudiating it later?
Leave that to us.
Okay. But I don't write too well in the dark. Leave a light, huh?
Azim, also leave paper and pen. Mr. Douglas, will an hour be enough time for you to compose this dispatch?
I think so.
Good. You may not believe this, but I am happy you are a reasonable man. Thus, I am not forced into more violence. Come, Azim. We will return in an hour. I shall look forward to reading your dispatch.
You're not serious. You won't write what they want.
He said he'd let us go.
You can't believe that. It doesn't matter whether you write what he wants or not. We'll still be murdered.
Maybe not. There may be a chance he'll keep his word.
Brad's right. It's our only hope.
Then I would rather die immediately than be guilty of helping them. It would not be part of the ruin of my country. The government's bound to overcome the Tudeh soon. Then Mossadegh and the oil company will eventually come to some agreement, something that's fair to both sides.
How about us being fair to ourselves? Let's get out of here any way we can.
Not by adding to the lies the Tudeh has spread. Even if you should later repudiate this erroneous story, the evil impression it originally created would remain in many minds. Do we want to becloud the truth? Do we want people to forget that Mossadegh acts in the interests of Iran as he sees them? Should we say he's against the British and the Americans? No. Mossadegh wishes only a membership in the free world for a free Iran.
That's your opinion or somebody else's?
Mine. But also I believe it's the opinion of the true Iranian patriots.
Well, it's all very interesting, but I still think I'll write that dispatch.
If you do, I shall be ashamed of you. I should be sorry for you.
Is it ready?
I'm just signing my name. There it is. All yours.
Hey, it's good. Excellent. Mr. Douglas, you have a fine, hard-driving style. It has the glitter and polish of an expensive diamond.
It says what you want?
It does. But occasionally there are references to names I find unfamiliar. American names like D. Dick and Abner?
Oh, it's simply color for Americans to read. They expect it of me.
Very well. But the ending I find inconclusive. For such an interesting story, that is a flaw. Otherwise, it could be called a masterpiece of journalistic prose. Eh, I think I have it. Yes. Give me the pen, please. One sentence will do it. If this terror should go on, bodies, victims of the cruelty of the National Front terrorists, will litter our streets, and then only a miracle can save Iran. Sign that.
Sorry, I don't like it.
But it is a proper ending.
Well, for emphasis, add after streets, even the road to the shrines at Rajas.
Yes. Yes, that is good. That is very good.
You've used terror and terrorist in the same sentence.
Very well, I accept the alteration. I'll say National Front gangsters instead.
Hmm. And instead of only a miracle, make it only a Superman can save Iran.
I see. Another Americanism for your readers.
Hmm. All right. I'll sign it.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. Now, my newspaper has no office in Tehran. If you want the story printed without delay, give it to Petros at my hotel. He'll wire it in.
There will be no delays. You are sure?
I'll write him a note. That'll speed it up. Dear Petros, the bearer of this note is a friend who has gone to a lot of trouble to bring this to you. He's done a lot for me, up to and including the double whammy. Rush story out for me. Yeah, that ought to do it.
Double whammy? What does that mean?
Oh, the best, the works, everything.
Oh, double whammy. Thank you. Thank you very much. You have been so cooperative that it hurts me to say what I have to say. You must die after all. You must die to add final impact to the story you yourself have written. At dawn, beside the Rogers Road.
The dirty, double-dealing rat.
What did I tell you? All your subservience wanted a gain for you. At least you might have retained your honor, your dignity.
Karim, stop. Brad tried to save us. He did all he could, and I'm sorry I got him into this. Brad, I hope you'll forgive me.
Well, we're still alive. We still have a chance. I had another reason for writing the story. I tried to put in a clue. I only hope that Petros catches it.
Oh, when you change those words?
The only thing we can do is go ahead on the theory that he'll understand and send the police to save us. What we'll need is time.
We have the night ahead. A miserable, terrible night. And I apologize if I misjudged you.
How many men do you think Hassan will bring with him in the morning?
Perhaps six. He'll kill us outside where our bodies can be found beside the road.
Well, we're going to have to create a delay along about dawn. When they come to take us to the car, we'll go along peaceably. But when they get us to the road, it'll be different all of a sudden. Karim, you and I, we'll jump them. We'll wade in with both hands and both feet. We'll battle them until we can't fight another lick. If we can get 5 minutes, it might be enough.
I'm not good with my fists. For once in my life, I regret it.
Well, do the best you can.
I shall. I promise.
Nadia, you stay clear of it.
No, I'll fight, too. Perhaps I can add a few seconds of precious time.
Mr. Douglas, it is only fair to tell you I changed your dispatch.
You did what?
I functioned as editor. Your correction was not right. I changed only a Superman can save Iran back to only a miracle. It is better that way.
Well, it's too late to do anything more about it now.
Azim, watch. We are nearly there.
You're going to kill me and Karim. Is it necessary to kill the girl, too? Can't you let her go free?
Oh, I am sorry. If I spared her, my life would be in grave danger. I would also have to surrender my rug business at the bazaar. Azim, stop the car. You will please get out, all of you.
But with your hands above your head.
Walk over this way. I said this way.
Hurry, wait in.
Look out, Brad, a knife.
Zim, Zim, quick, grab his arm.
Kareem, help. Hold him. Hold him down.
There. Now my gun, quickly.
Listen.
The police. Quick, run for it. Run.
We made it. We bought the extra time. Petros, it's the understatement of the year, but I'm sure glad to be back in your hotel.
Oh, when I read your note using Mami Yokum's celebrated phrase, the double whammy, I knew immediately you were in trouble. After the men who brought the story left, I scanned through it. I was aware of your similes in which you compare terrorists to Dick Tracy characters, but I could not find out where you were until I saw your reference to the Rogers Road.
Well, we didn't need Superman after all.
Superman?
I had a reference to him that I was sure you'd get right away. Only Hassan eliminated it.
Petros, you are a clever and resourceful man.
Thank you.
Well, I've written the real story. I'd like you both to listen to the last paragraph, since it concerns your country. Today, Iran shares the tension we find throughout the free world. Iran wants to keep her identity, her freedom. This is impossible without the friendship of the West. Iran desires friendly relations with all nations, and she's determined to resist aggression, come what may.
Oh, it says what I feel. It is good.
I have brought news. Hassan was captured by the police. They're hunting for the others.
I'm still wondering why he didn't kill us at the very last.
He was afraid to have the police see him in the act of murder.
In case of saving himself for further misdeeds.
Probably. Now, if you'll excuse us, Nadia and I are having dinner together.
Well, fine. If you don't mind, I'll join you.
This time we do mind. Come on, Brad.
I know the place. The finest shish kebab in all Tehran. Petros can call a cab.
Carry him.
It isn't far. And...
carry him.
And...
come on, Nadia.
Brad, I've never seen anything like it. Karim's usually so persistent. And you stopped him with only a look.
Only a look? My dear Nadia, that was the triple whammy.
Douglas of the World. Each week at this time, Jack Moyle stars as Brad Douglas in an exciting adventure that takes us to every corner of the globe. The Terrorists was written by William Thunberg. Music was composed by Earl Lawrence. Musical direction by Michelle Perrier. Appearing on the program were Karen Steele, D.J. Thompson, Peter Leeds, Harry Bartell, Paul Richards, Vic Rodman, Jack Carroll, Fritz Feld, and Peter Rankin. Production and direction by Will Scott. Be sure and listen next week to Douglas of the World. Bill Woodson speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.